Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
I wanted something that I could work from anywhere. So I knew it had to be remote, or I should say Wi-Fi. I wanted to be able to live in multiple cities and move around.
Today on episode 435 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with Eva Venari, founder of the Elevate Institute. I'm going to ask Eva how a personal tragedy led to a business opportunity, how she built the kind of business that supports her lifestyle, how she has achieved consistent, stable revenue, and much more. You can read a description of our discussion, information about Eva, including links and resources we mentioned in this episode, on our website at smashingtheplateau.com. Email me and let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's David at smashingtheplateau.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Now let's welcome Eva Venari. Eva is the founder and CEO of the Elevate Institute, a cutting-edge health coaching firm specializing in empowering individuals to take charge of their body and their health. She is the creator of Reveal, a hair analysis technique that lets you understand what it is exactly your body needs to heal and rejuvenate, Evolve Academy, the school of purposeful living, and Elevate, high-end retreat experiences to create lasting shifts. Eva, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, David. I'm glad to be here.
Eva, why are you in the business that you're in?
It's just the mother of invention is necessity, right? So I was sick and found no options for me that would finish the job of getting well. You know, you could always do band-aid effects. You can cover up what's going on. And I had a lot of issues that doctors were always telling me, Eva, we don't know what it is that's going on with you exactly, but if you take this antidepressant, you'll be better. And I remember looking at this one doctor who's telling me, he says, yeah, you've got issues in your lower back and you're going to be in a wheelchair by the age of 35. And you know, this was 5 years before that. And he's writing a prescription. He says, take an Advil every day. And I says, Advil doesn't need a prescription. He says, no, this is for your this is for depression. I said, I'm not depressed. He goes, you will be. So it was that kind of frustrating story, one after another. I finally says, you know what? I need to find something better and something that can get me up off the couch so I can tuck my kids in at night. It was that bad, very tired, fatigue. And I found nutritional balancing and hair analysis, and it was something that made sense to me. And I thought, if I'm having these problems and issues with everyday life bringing me to a place of feeling that bad, I bet other people are too. And it just became my passion. It was something that I says, okay, I really can't focus on anything else because I'm always thinking about how great this would be to get out to the world. And that's why I do what I do. I want to get this message out. We have an alternative. Yeah.
So it was your personal experience that triggered the concept for the business.
Absolutely.
And how did you find out that other people had the same problem, the same challenge that you had faced?
Well, it's interesting. When I was sick, my focus was on me. And when I started to get better, my focus of, you know, turned to, oh, there's other people in the world. And one of them was my ex-husband. And he and I were on the phone just discussing a couple of things. Now, I'm going to share something. He passed away 2 weeks after this conversation, and I don't share it for sympathy. It's just, this is what happened. And it really was a catapult of, I know if it's, you know, the two of us are having issues, more people are too. And it just, the awareness was raised. So 2 weeks prior to dying in the hospital, he is calling me up and he's complaining to me about, you know, all these different issues. He's got heart prolapse and hepatitis C that he's trying to get over, and it's led to now diabetes and just a bunch of chronic and seemingly unrelated stuff. Well, at this time, I was getting better and I decided to become a practitioner. So I offered to him, I says, hey, would you like for me to test your hair? Well, let's get to the bottom of this. And I just remember his response. It rings in my ear today. He says, I got this. My doctors have me. I'm on medication. I'm fine. And it was 2 weeks later, I get the phone call from the hospital. He passed away from a massive heart attack. His body was depleted and couldn't recover from a simple procedure. So it's just eye-opening to me that if we can pass away at the age of 45, if any of us could, you know, because we're not putting trust in our body's ability to heal, but instead filling it up with Band-Aids, how many of us are doing that? And I'm looking around and we've got the opioid issue. We have, you know, addictions. We have people trying to get better. They're suffering. So for me, I kept seeing this theme over and over again, and that became very obvious to me. There needs to be help out there.
Yeah, there are definitely lots of problems like the ones you just mentioned. How do people get help? What do they need to do?
Oftentimes, well, I mean, if they're finding me, they're usually at the end of their rope. But aren't we all taught? We go to the doctor, we have a complaint, and whether it's fibromyalgia or arthritis or blood pressure, cholesterol, you know, and people are going to the doctor and the doctor's drawing their blood and he says, okay, you have this and that going on, here's the medication. But if you don't want to take the medication, what do you do? And have you ever Googled alternative medicine? It's massive. The return on Google search is in the millions, probably more than that now. But it's very confusing and confronting, and you don't know where to start. And I was put in the same position. So the how do people start? If they're fortunate enough to listen to something like this about holistic health and about how the body heals, well, they can always contact me. But it's like, how do you get into this place? It's about being completely at the bottom, rock bottom, and saying, you know what? The path I'm using now isn't working, and going on a search. And that search, you know, it's going to lead you into a different direction than just taking drugs, hopefully.
You know, Eva, I suspect that some people would say, well, physicians have gone through some pretty rigorous training. There's a whole certification process to become licensed as a physician. And there's also pretty strict criteria for the pharmaceutical companies to develop their products. You just mentioned that you can do a Google search on holistic health and you will find lots and lots of options. What kinds of either certification or some assurance that these alternative solutions have gone through some kind of rigor in the way they've been developed? And how do you know which ones are potentially useful and which ones are probably something somebody made up that has not been tested at all?
Great, full question. And I want to go all the way back to addressing, yes, doctors have gone through medical school and they are trained and certified. And I used to be a person of extreme swings, non-inclusive. I was very wanting to get away from medication. And I thought, well, if my own doctors are telling me, Eva, we don't know, then I'm barking up the wrong tree. I need to find people who do. And rather than thinking there is no cure, just the possibility of, I think there is, the body is designed to heal and rejuvenate. There's got to be a way. And that just kept ringing in my ears. So doctors are great if I have a serious trauma that's going on. If I've severed a finger, I will want them to put it back on. If I've broken a bone, I want them to help set it. If I have cancer and I choose to go with traditional medicine and chemotherapy, then that's the route I'll go. But when it comes to healing and long-term, there's something about medication that spoils the body's ability to heal itself, the chemicals in it alone. And that's just my personal opinion, but it's also what I'm seeing as a conversation. So it's inclusive. We don't want to say stay away from doctors entirely. I'm saying educate yourself so that you know who you're going to. And the same thing is true for your alternative medicine, because you have those who are competent on both sides.
Correct.
And if we're looking
how do you figure out if you do want to pursue alternative right. solutions, how do you tell who's competent?
So there's always referrals, which is it's a great resource, because you know that person who's referring you, especially if you know them very well, you can tell if they're achieving great results or not. But you also have organizations, a couple of them that I'm a member of requires background checks. And one of them is the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. It's not just nationwide, it's several countries wide now. And they have a whole directory of holistic practitioners that you can search by their name or by, you know, any portion that you're looking for, acupuncturist, a massage therapist, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have the American Holistic Health Association. So these different associations, they vet you before they take you on as a member. Just in a similar way, that a physician is licensed. They have to be a part of the board. So those are a couple of ways that help you vet, but you do want to do your homework. And you have situations, I've done this, where I think, oh, I really want to work in acupuncture, and I will come across a whole list of acupuncturists that are local to me. So how do you find out who you want to work with? Well, call the office and say, you know, ask questions, make sure you get along with that practitioner. Just in the same way, I hope that you would call a doctor's office and interview the doctor before going in to see him. And I think a lot of people don't do that or don't think they can, but I learned to do that because I don't want to waste his time, her time, or my time.
Right. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And what kinds of results have, besides your own case, what kinds of results have you seen from people that have sought alternative solutions, either when traditional solutions haven't worked or just because they wanted an alternative solution, period?
Mm-hmm. I can talk to my clientele that I've been working with now for several years, and they come to me for various reasons. Some are, I can't digest my food and it's not staying in me, and I don't know what to do to, you know, stabilize myself. That sounds more like an emergency, right? But that's a real quick turnaround. We were able to stabilize that person within a week, and they were underweight extremely. So because they couldn't hold on to anything, and depressed and anxiety ridden. And this particular individual I'm speaking of also had ED problems. So to be able to correct all of that, you think they're unrelated, but they are. It's about the energy systems of the body, right? So holistic is the whole kit and caboodle. We're looking at how your body's minerals are relating to each other. At least that's what I'm doing. So when you get the whole body aligned with its optimal healing path, then it becomes very clear that step forward. And within a very short amount of time, this one individual, he wasn't working. And within less than a year, he was back to working full time, was able to, let's say, engage with his wife again, take care of his kids. Weight was now normalized, and the depression was mostly gone. And so we were just dealing now with emotional, you know, that same story of what I spoke about. I was focused on me when I was very sick, but then when you're feeling better, you can look around and go, oh, there's other people. So the conversation changes as you're healing, and what you think you're getting help for turns into something more. So it's really not just a one thing, let's put a Band-Aid on it. It's a whole life personal development journey.
Wow. Wow. Very powerful. So now I'd like to actually talk a little bit about you and your business. Because many people that have businesses like yours struggle to build consistent, stable revenue. They may be really good at what they do. They may do a great job when they serve their clients, yet the whole aspect of building and running a business doesn't always work out so well. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about your revenue model and what's worked well for you.
Well, I wanted something that I could work from anywhere. So I knew it had to be remote, or I should say, Wi-Fi, my Wi-Fi desk. I wanted to be able to live in multiple cities and move around. And that required me to have something that's more, how can I put this? So I wanted to network, and I knew I wanted to speak, but I didn't want to be forced into my local network alone. And this is where I found that podcasting and doing YouTube videos or Facebook Lives, or, you know, those things that could be out there on the internet, were much more attainable for my business model, because I want to work and live in multiple places. I don't want to be stuck in one place where I'm seeing clients all day long and my calendar is backed into a wall because clients need to see me. So I wanted something that was very flexible, and I wanted to be able to do something that was over the phone and over the internet. And that's what I do. And I work one-on-one with clients about the results that we're getting and what that healing optimal path is for them. And networking is how I started, just local networking. And I discovered that wasn't enough and people weren't hearing me. Now, that's a combination of things, I'm sure, because I learned to go from speaking about what I do to the results that are achieved. And that made a huge difference in whether or not my ideal client, the person that I could help, heard me. So that was a lot of it. And then, you know, there's the stories that we tell ourselves about throughout the year. Oh, there's a lull before Christmas, or, oh, there's a lull in August. And that's because people are on vacation. You could tell yourself that story, or you could just continue doing something that's very consistent, where for me, I'm podcasting, I'm speaking, and those two things, they bring in interest. People call my hotline and we start the conversation, and however we want to move forward, we do that together. It's a one-on-one process. And if I'm consistent with that effort and making sure that I'm out there and promoting the message that I have an option for you, then the people do, they find me. And there's no need to say, oh, there's a story about that. And we have to buy into the fact that there are lulls in the year. So it's that consistent effort of always putting it in and expecting a result. I find that helps a lot.
Yeah. Well, you've actually touched on something, which I think is really important for people to hear, which is that your ideal client has ears that are working every single day, all year long. And if you have multiple marketing methods that you have found work really well for your ideal client to hear you, then you can put out your message in a way that they will hear you wherever they are at lots of different times during the course of the year so that you don't run into a lull.
Exactly. People hit their rock bottom that I was talking about mentioning earlier. People hit that rock bottom even before Christmas, even on vacation. You know, it doesn't matter where they are. If they want help, you just need to be there for them to find you.
Exactly. And I'm sure there are probably some scenarios where it's more likely that they're going to hit rock bottom on vacation or just before Christmas, when they will be really glad that they find your message.
I'm laughing because absolutely what happens, this is what used to happen to me all the time. And I hear it from others all the time. Eva, I was working so hard and I was fine until I went on vacation. And then I got sick, you know, with the cold or the flu or something. And I'm like, yeah, you had time to slow down and allow your body to heal. Now it has the time and energy to take care of and get rid of the virus, the bacteria, the infection, whatever it is that you were pushing yourself too hard to do. Because as long as we're in fight or flight mode, the body doesn't heal. It just doesn't work. So I hear that all the time.
Yeah. And I've experienced it myself personally, and I've seen it happen with people I know. So yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Now, Eva, what have you learned about different kinds of revenue so that your business has some consistency in terms of revenue?
Well, the one thing, I've always been more of a business person than I was a health nut type person. And so for me, this being my third career, I was in information technology before, that was my first career for 10 years. And then I was in the architectural and stone industry as an architectural rep. So, you know, from the new age to the stone age, just a little backwards, right? But it worked for me. And so I'm able to take those tools and skill sets and apply them to my own business. And here's what I've been able to do is create one of the things I have is an affiliate program for other nutritional practitioners who want to include what I have is a near infrared sauna panel as part of their recommendations. It's a great tool for detoxing. And a lot of the different practitioners don't have the resources or the know-how to make them. Well, I do. So I have an affiliate program which offers the practitioner to recommend a sauna and have a place that knows about how to make them available for a good price. And that's, you know, taking my competition and turning it into my client, which I think is important. And then it's having something evergreen to be able to, that's more like a supporting part of anything that you offer. So for me, I have clients that are on certain supplements. At some point, they take less and less supplements and they're just on a daily dose. So that's, you know, something that's consumable they're going to need every month. And I think having something that's consumable as well as having an opportunity for your partners or business partners to be able to connect with you, I think those are awesome income streams, and they have been for me.
Yeah. And the thing that strikes me about affiliate marketing, particularly the way you described it, is it's a way to collaborate with other people that benefits both while you're benefiting your clients.
Absolutely. And I find a lot of gratification in knowing that that's what it is. And then I always listen for feedback, because originally I had just a three light sauna And then one of the clients came to me, and I'm just always listening for feedback, and like, hey, can you make it so that I have a fourth light so that it gets hotter faster? I'm like, yeah. So I redesigned a whole new system, whole new panel. And that turned out to be more popular than three light. And then I had people say, can you make it shorter? So it's great to be able to give options to people and to listen to what they want. And that way it advances everybody and you have more to give. It's all about.
Yeah, no, that's very clever.
Yeah, it's fun.
Eva, what do you find to be challenging for the kind of business that you run?
Well, everybody knows what a massage therapist does for the most part, or for what a chiropractor does for the most part. Nobody knows what hair analysis does. And so the results that you can achieve from it, I find there's an awful lot of education that has to go down first in conversation with someone. And that is the hardest, is that coming to that place. Because you remember maybe 20 years ago, the chiropractor was seen as kind of woo-woo science. Like, what is this? Why are we cracking bones? And now they're considered part of, you know, normal medical and acceptable alternatives. And why not? Why not hair analysis? You know, we get our blood tested. We check for cholesterol. We check our blood pressure. Why not test our hair to see what's going on in the body? And that's what I'm having to educate.
Yeah, makes total sense. Eva, whom do you know personally who has done a really remarkable job of smashing the plateau?
Oh, goodness. I know of this one woman I met in a marketing training, and her name is Molly, and she offers the most amazing courses. And something she did was she started out she was a music and actress and actor trainer, coach. Mm-hmm. And she went from being almost broke to just offering those things to showing others how they could use those skills using Facebook Lives and using the bots, in Facebook. And she found her niche and she's making multiple six figures now. And it's just crazy to watch that. And I get like jealous. I'm like, oh, I want to be like her. But we all can be. So yeah, I love what she has to offer. She's teaching entrepreneurs that gift of how to do a Facebook Live. And she's so good at it, encouraging interaction, when to post, what your message should be, getting you down to the nitty gritty. So really great resource.
Great example. And what's coming up for you? What do we have to look forward to?
Oh, well, I'm releasing my book, Owning Your Beauty, and which kind of ties into how we cover up illness using beauty treatments. Not just women, but guys do this too. I mean, we're all vain to some degree, right? So this was part of my story, and it's correlating the different things that we do for ourselves that are actually covering up the communication the body's giving us. And then I'm so fortunate to be able to be a Sue Talk presenter. If you're familiar with TED Talk, this is a presentation that's offered by the Connected Women of Influence. And Sue Talks is just for women, business entrepreneurs, who are talking about their experience and how they've been able to, and to use your term, smashing the plateau to bring their business to the next level. And so I get to do that in September. It's going to be on September 20th, and it'll be in YouTube after that. So I'm excited to be able to share.
Well, congratulations. And where will it be delivered in front of an audience?
Oh, yeah. There's a live audience, which, that makes me nervous. I mean, I love talking in front of a group, but I have to memorize this. So it's my personal story as opposed to here's what you can achieve in wellness with your business. It's a whole different thing. It's very vulnerable. But anyways, yes, it's going to be in Los Angeles on September the 20th.
Sounds great. Well, congratulations on that. Do you have a free gift you'd like to offer our audience?
I do. I offer something along that term of the owning your beauty. There's a free gift. It's a thyroid assessment. You go to theelevateinstitute.com and you click on the free gift and you'll be able to download that self-assessment and see if possibly you have an imbalance where hair analysis can help reveal it and help correct it.
Sounds great. Well, we'll include that in our show notes. And Eva, if someone wants to go deeper with what you've shared today, or they want to learn more or access any other resources you have, where should they go?
I have a hotline. That's the fastest way to reach me. And if I don't answer, I will call you back. But the hotline is 408-800-7353.
Sounds great. Well, Eva, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau and sharing your insights My guest today has been Eva Venari, the founder of the Elevate Institute. Thank you again, Eva, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today, we discussed how you can take a personal experience and find the business opportunity in it, and how to build consistent, stable revenue as the core of your business model. Email me and let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's david@smashingtheplateau.com. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on, and leave a review if you can. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.